The Spinoff Podcast Network. Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. The Investment Fix podcast. Tune in today.
Kia ora and welcome along to Remember When. We're taking a little break to look back on some of the trends and phenomena that defined our time as young people in Aotearoa. And I've got some actual young people in the studio today. Quite often, the things we talk about on this podcast come from an era that I'm very familiar with. Today, though, it's definitely a journey of discovery for me. My name is Jane Yee. Today, I'm joined by the Spinoff staff writer, Alice Webb-Liddell, and content manager, Eden French-Putu, to Remember When Tumblr. Tumblr was a thing.
Tumblr.
No E, T-U-M-B-L-R. What are your memories when I say that word?
I wrote a little list before I got in here. I managed to log on to my Tumblr that I hadn't logged on to in years, which I'm not going to say the name of in case people really see into my teenage soul. First thing on the list is moustache accessories.
Beg your pardon?
Two words you might not think go together.
But they
big
do.
Thing.
Boy, oh boy, go together.
I had a double finger ring that had a moustache across it, and you could, like, hold it up to your face.
I see, here I was thinking accessories if you had a moustache.
Oh, no. Oh, that's way cooler.
So it's like,
no.
It's like a thick black moustache, and then it was just, like, on T-shirts.
Mugs.
And, like, tattoos, mugs.
People got tattoos on their fingers.
Oh, and people would draw it on their fingers, and then they'd take photos with funky backgrounds.
Yeah. Okay. It's kind of ringing a bell as, like, an older person who didn't really understand what the kids were up to these days. It's funny because at the time when Tumblr first came into my radar, I was working in publicity at a record company. I was like, we need a Tumblr.
Yeah.
All the kids are on Tumblr. We need to speak to the children on Tumblr. But there was a certain innocence about Tumblr that it actually wasn't infested with businesses trying to sell you things.
Yeah. Well, Alice said before she checked her account before coming into the pod, and she said that there's a lot of paid posts.
Yeah.
And I remember that wouldn't even have been a thing.
No, those people are just like a little too late to the party.
Yeah. So that just is so bizarre now.
What are your memories of Tumblr, Eden?
That was kind of like when AskFM and Facebook was new and like social media was just like your life basically in teenagehood. But I would just live and die. Like that was how I found the trends. It's how I like styled my room. Whatever was in on Tumblr was like my room basically. And then I feel like all of my friends, I felt like I knew them, and then I'd go on their Tumblr and be like, I don't know this person, because they all had kind of like alter egos.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like Instagram is incredibly, you know, it's all visual, and obviously Tumblr had that element as well, but words were really important as well. Is that fair to say?
I think Tumblr was a funnier place to be than Instagram,
right?
Because the kind of modern meme that we see now was kind of piecing itself together kind of on Tumblr in those early years, I guess. When I say early years, when was this? 2012? But you just have, like, it was just stupid, real stupid humour. There were text posts, but, I mean, there was also the kind of anonymity that Instagram didn't give you.
Yeah.
It's portraying, like, parts of your personality, but it's through other people's content. So
it's the inside of you on the page, not the outside of you on the page.
It's like Pinterest, but not for mums.
And then Tumblr famous people would always get asked questions. So if they had like millions of followers, there was like a question one where people would like ask some questions about their lives, and then all of the like really popular ones that you'd follow, you felt like you knew them because they were constantly getting questions. And if you didn't have enough followers, I always used to get FOMO because I got no questions.
I have a question for you, if it's going to make you feel any better. Here's a question from me to you. Could you put music on your Tumblr page?
Yeah, one of the best things about Tumblr for me was that you could. It was kind of probably the first social media site that I ever had. And so and you could go into the HTML, you could make your cursor sparkly and put a little tail on it. You could put a music thing, so as soon as someone clicked on your page, it played a song of your choice.
Which was, what would your song have been?
I grew up in Northland. There was less of like a punk scene up there. I was trying to be cool via like rap, so it would have been some kind of like T-Pain.
There was vibe. So many different themes. Like one of my friends had a real boho theme and she like stuck to that feed, like hardcore, and nothing would ever break it. And then I had like my kind of ulti friends who was like all the band quotes, and then you had like funny gifs and stuff. I'd like to think mine was like an array of a whole bunch. So when I go on it now, I'm pretty impressed.
I'm trying to even remember the functionality of it. People couldn't write on your page or anything like that, right? Like it was very much self-indulgent. You were in control. When I say self-indulgent, that sounds arrogant. I don't mean it like that. I just mean you were able to have agency over what was happening on your page entirely, right?
Yeah. Yes. Totally.
And so was it like a safer space to be?
A little bit. But then in saying that, it also, I mean, my Tumblr phase was the phase that I really got into trying to be Effie from Skins, which I would say is definitely not a safe thing to be doing. And like, they had some really horrible kind of subsections of it that, you know, highlighted depression and eating disorders, much like you'd see now on social media sites, and kind of made those look quite cool. So
that was glorifying those things rather than like raising awareness.
It potentially wasn't actually like a great site to be on for those reasons as a teenager.
Yeah, you know? It made it seem quite ulty and kind of like visually aesthetic. And e.g. having bruises. I do, like, now that you've brought it up, there were lots of photos of like random bruised legs, like with docks on. But it was like, when you look back, it's like, why were you bruised?
Yeah, and I guess the same thing that can be problematic with being able to have input on other pages is the same thing that can be good, and that you can challenge these things and call them out, and other people can say, oh gosh, it's got very serious. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
Well, how did Tumblr come to an end for you?
Probably just saturation of things like Instagram and Facebook, I think. And then it was just funner to kind of post your own life.
I mean, Tumblr wasn't always used by everyone. And then when Instagram hit the market and everyone started using that, there was kind of less of a reason to be on Tumblr all the time because all your friends are on Instagram and Facebook. So you just join them on there. And that's when I kind of fizzled out of Tumblr.
I read somewhere that, which I thought was quite a good way of describing how Tumblr exists now, is like it's definitely dead, but we just forgot to bury the body. Like, it's still there, but it's very much not alive anymore.
And after this conversation, I'm highly considering trying to find my login again.
I know.
Just have a guilty pleasure scroll.
Oh, please do. And please show me.
I will. And I had a really cool URL as well, but I'm not going to disclose it.
Okay, well, you can tell me really that proud. When the mics are off. Thank you so much, Eden and Alice, for sharing all about Tumblr with this old lady. I really appreciate it. This has been Remember When, with huge thanks to Jonathan for recording and also to the Spinoff members.
Hello for Lover, I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spinoff. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spinoff member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
Kia ora e te iwi, Te Aihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spinoff. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spinoff member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
The Spinoff Podcast Network.